We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A lot of people have the day off. A lot of people are out in the woods right now. And curious how many people ended up coming in on Saturday, and what's the feedback that you're getting from the hunters about opening buck season on Saturdays?
Saturday wasn't a bad day. It was hard for me to call to see what was going to happen, and I think the hunters a little bit like, you know, hunting on Monday is a tradition, you know, and, you know, they leave, you know, Friday morning, do their thing, and have their time up at camp on Saturday, and then they, you know, come up, they hunt on Monday then, and then they come home. So Saturday wasn't bad, and I think all the locals came in. And I still think the Monday's going to be a good day today, you know, with everybody going to hold to their tradition that they do, you know.
Yeah, and typically hunters like a little tracking snow. That really hasn't happened for this Monday again. But next year, David, they're going to allow hunting on that Sunday too. So it'll be Saturday, Sunday, Monday for deer season. So it's going to change again.
Right, I'm not sure about that, how I feel about that. Everybody has their opinion on that. You know, just have to go with the flow, I guess, and see what happens. And I think everything, the story will be told once these tags are tallied up and reported in. And, you know, the game commission will know more about this Saturday hunt. I guess the idea is get more people out there hunting, especially young kids.
And we want to give your wife and son some credit for, you say, you guys as a family, 34 years you've been doing this?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 34 years, and we can't forget about my daughter, too, but Kelly. But, yeah, I've been doing it for 34 years, and my wife's been by my side through up and downs and all the good. You know, it's a little bit tough. And then my son's been beside me since he's been knee-high to me, and now he's basically taken over and helping me out so much that he steps in wherever he needs to step in. I can't thank him enough. He always has my back, and my daughter, Kelly, I call her Kelbell. Don't tell nobody that. But she's 26, and she's always been with me, too, and making phone calls and always, you know, supportive and doing whatever she needs to do. But thanks to those three, because they're always with me through this tough time.
Well, David, this is the great American tradition, a small family-owned company, but you work very, very hard, and this is prime time. So what about Saturday's turnout in terms of how many guys are reporting they're getting bucks?
Saturday was a good day. We got like 160 deer, which is kind of like almost not quite as good as a Monday, you know. So let's see what I think they did pretty good, you know, but I still think there's more to come.
Now, what about this chronic wasting disease that we've heard so much about? Do hunters have to have their kill checked before processing, or is that just in certain areas?
Well, the game commission's got this, it's all over the their website, and as a hunter they need to know where they're hunting at and where they're allowed to hunt at, and that CW's got to be contained, and it has to stay in the county that it's in. As far as bringing anything out of state, like we used to be able to do West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kent, whatever, we can't do that anymore. They can't take that out of state. I guess it's something, it's all in the brain matter, the spinal cord, things like that. They should get a check, but they're not allowed to hunt in that area. You know, they're not allowed to take that deer out of that area. So, you know, that's what they do. Right? They're just trying to keep this thing contained without getting out of control. But it seems like they're doing a pretty good job at it.
All right, some practical information. So if you were to bag a buck, field dressing, what do you expect when someone brings that deer to you for the rest of the processing?
Well, first of all, it needs to be properly field dressed, which, you know, most guys do a good job, but they do need it. You know, they got to realize that's, you know, that's what they're going to eat. We got to, you know, we got to take care of that. first thing I got to do is, of course, tag it before they move the carcass, do anything to it. And then they, you know, got to clean it all out. And when we get it, we make sure it's cleaned out. If not, we clean it out and do the best that we can on it. Keeping it cold is a major thing. Even in this kind of weather, can't be riding around. You know, they got to get some ice in it or get it opened up. So get that heat out of there, you know what I mean, and get it here so we can deal with it and keep everything nice and fresh.
And typically, what is an average deer cost to have processed?
Well, use typical, you know, cutting steaks, chops, roast, burger, all burger, whatever you like to do is typically $85. And we cut everything in it. And then we vac pack everything also. So it's just ready to go right in the freezer, and it's good for a long, long time. You know, we don't white paper anything. It's all vacuum sealed.
How about that? That's super modern.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. Well, I know you're busy. Thanks to you and your family every year. Appreciate you letting us check in with you, David.
Hey, we appreciate it, too. You have a good one, Larry. Thank you very much.
David Ellinger. Ellinger's meets in Zeeley and Opal.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!